Paul Nolte, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. How are you today, Paul?
Good morning, Lisa. Having a cup of coffee to reduce some of that stress.
That coffee works wonders, doesn't it?
Especially this hour of the morning, yes.
Oh, it's early for you, huh?
No, I've been up for a couple hours, so this is good. I'm almost ready for lunch.
What are guys like you who, you know, your whole life is finance, and you watch what happened with Bitcoin the other day, does that make your head spin? Because it made my head spin. I thought, how can it increase by $50,000 overnight?
That Bitcoin is one of those things that I really don't understand that well, and try to talk to clients about Bitcoin as a currency. It fails that definition of currency. So it's not like you're going to be able to go to Walgreens and say, you know, I need my prescription filled. Here's a little bit of a Bitcoin out of my wallet. And so it is a speculation. It continues to be that. There's over 2,000 different cryptocurrencies out there, so Bitcoin is merely one of 2,000. So I really do counsel my clients. If you want to play around in that, that's fine. Just don't go to the casino this year. So that's your casino money.
Because people are asking you about it, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because it's in the news, you know, and it is. It jumps around a lot, and people look at that and go, holy cow, it doubled from here, it tripled from here, it's up tenfold over this period of time. I got to get on that. I want to make some money.
Right.
And so it's that greed factor that I think kicks in for a lot of people.
If anyone's listening and they've got a financial question, would you be willing to take their call right now if they called the station?
Sure.
Okay. Our number is 312-981-7200. Let's talk about supply chains. I'm building a house, and I just found out that garage doors will not arrive until January 5th. I mean,
I was going to say, have you gotten your refrigerator and your stove yet?
No, I haven't even thought about ordering those. Okay. They just put the roof on last week.
All right. So at least you're under roof. But that is a big deal. You talked about, you look at Los Angeles and some of the ports out west. They're backed up. There's 75, 80 ships waiting to come in that are fully loaded, and they don't have enough workers to take off everything from the ships. There's not enough rail. They're talking about rail jams here in Chicago, trying to get railroad deliveries made around the United States. And then trucking, you know, trying to make that last mile going from the rail stations or the depots to the stores. All of that is having an impact on what is available, what you can get, and what price. So if you really want something and you're in line with 20 other people and there's only 10 things on the shelf, there's nothing that's saying that the retailer can't say instead of $100, it's going to be $120. And that's where the inflation starts coming in, is because we've got a lot of people that are looking for a lot of the same things, and there's just not that supply that we're used to having. We probably won't get it now for another 6 months, maybe even a year, before that supply chain works itself out. It's going to take a long time.
So from a consumer standpoint, we've lost any bit of negotiation, right? I mean, you really have to pay the price or you don't get the product because the product is so scarce.
That's true. And it's the flip side of what we've been experiencing for the last 10 years or so, where prices for a lot of goods and services have actually been generally declining or moderate. Think about airline tickets. Airline tickets were pretty stable to actually declining over that 5-6 year period leading up to the pandemic. The flip side now is, as a worker, you have a little bit more leverage. And you can come in and say, you know, think about everybody that's offering signing bonuses, or we'll pay you X. We used to pay $10 an hour, we're now paying $15, or this has gone from $35,000 to $50,000. Those types of things exist, where we now have, as workers, a little bit more leverage because there's few of those that are willing to go to work.
But on the other hand, I had a friend who went to buy a Chevy Tahoe last week. The only way he could get one was to pay 5 to 10 over sticker price. And they said, well, if you want to wait for one, you can order one and pay sticker price. But remember when you used to be able to go to a car dealer and, you know, go, can we talk about this? Can I get it for $500 under sticker price? And usually you could manage something like that. But times have certainly changed. Paul Nolte is on 720 WGN with us. He is a senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Let's talk about 401ks. I have the habit of checking mine every time I feel financial stress. That's where I go to see, well, is it still there? How bad is it? How good is it? And quite frankly, it's been fairly good, right?
It's been fabulous over the last year. Now, you know, a year ago, you'd look at it and go, oh, my gosh, you know, things aren't so hot. And it's part of, you know, a lot of people forget 401ks, you know, because it's I'm just plowing it away. It's retirement. I'm not even going to look at it. But for a lot of people, that is a huge part of their overall wealth. And I recommend that at least on a quarterly basis, you take a look at the portfolio, look at the allocation, see if it still makes sense. You have, in many cases, the opportunity to start a Roth 401k, which for a lot of people may be a better deal in the long run than a traditional 401k. And with the run that we've had in the stock market, it also may make some sense to rebalance the portfolio, take some of those profits where the market's doubled since the lows of March of last year. You probably want to take a little bit of money off the equity side and move it over to the fixed income side and bank those profits, because we will have another market decline at some point in the future. And then you can switch that back from bonds back into stocks when that happens.
Well, I appreciate you giving the show a call this morning. You sound like my kind of financial guy, you know, because sometimes people talk over your head and you're like, wait, what? I just give it to me straight. So I appreciate you calling. Paul Nolte, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. We appreciate you being on WGN.
Thank you. Chat soon.